Good morning. The storm system that brought the unsettled and chilly weather over the weekend is now off over the Canadian Maritimes. We're left with a cool north breeze this morning, but with high pressure nosing in from southern Canada, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine throughout the day. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, but it'll stay dry right on through the afternoon and evening. And with that strong April sun going to work for us, we'll find temperatures pushing past the 60-degree mark and into the lower 60s on average for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, some moisture from the west will start to work its way in our direction, and clouds will be on the increase. It'll remain dry with temperatures back into the 40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. A big storm in the middle part of the country is slowly working its way into the Midwest. Out ahead of it, waves of moisture and energy will be pushing through our region from time to time. This moisture, associated with the energy, will produce showers by the end of the day tomorrow after increasing clouds through most of the morning and into the day, and temperatures will only reach into the middle and high 50s. With a deep slug of moisture over top of us on Wednesday associated with the same storm system, we'll have extensive cloud cover and scattered showers. We'll also pick up a wind off of the Atlantic, which will keep it cool. With the rain showers, temperatures will only be in the lower 50s. On the backside of this system, we'll get a milder breeze on Thursday and Friday. Still unsettled, though, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers both days, readings will be in the lower to middle 50s. Even into the day on Saturday, the system will slowly try to get out of here, but there is still a risk of showers with high temperatures in the lower 60s, and finally it looks dry by Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, readings right around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of western and middle Tennessee, southwestward across northwestern Alabama, northern and central Mississippi, and into far northeastern Louisiana. Surrounding this area, there's a slight risk of severe storms in an arc from southeastern Iowa, southeastward into the Ohio Valley, and then south-southwestward across the Mid-South into the central Gulf Coast region. In the wake of overnight and early morning storms, it would appear that some heating will commence across Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Alabama by afternoon, which, combined with the moist air mass in place, should yield ample destabilization for redevelopment of convection across the slight and moderate risk areas. At this time, it appears that a complex scenario will evolve with lines and clusters of storms, but also rotating and supercell storms likely, giving the favorably sheared environment. Thus, along with the risk for large hail and damaging winds, tornadoes are also expected, including the potential for a few strong tornadoes. Storms will spread eastward with time into the evening, approaching the Appalachians overnight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Joplin, Missouri, at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Blue River, British Columbia, Canada, at 5:49 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility under cloudy skies with fog, 21 degrees, and a north wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 33, 79% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Larrid and Kingsville Naval Air Station, both in Texas, to a low of 15 at Santa Maria, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 47, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.82 inches, which is 1.02 inches below normal, and 10.33 inches for the year, which is 0.51 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 42, the record high 92 set in 1990, and the record low 25 in 1947. Sunrise this morning at 5:54 a.m., sunset this evening 7:52 p.m., 13 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 50s in the mountains and near 60 in the valleys. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, showers developing late in the day, especially in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills, with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Cloudy and cool with showers on Wednesday, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, milder, scattered showers both Thursday and Friday, lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers Saturday in the lower 60s, and a mix of sun and clouds, mainly dry with highs around 60 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.